Welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal utter hate. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in verses 29 through 31 in chapter 15. Moving on from there, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. To believe in miracles, one can see this happening, as history depicts a man just like us, who naturally could have healed the world from any deformity, any type of possession, any type of illness, including bringing back to life those we thought were dead. We have a man who took upon his body, as a prophet once said, the stripes to heal our humanity, whimpering not aloud, but by the strength he drew from his Creator, the one he called his Father God. What we see here in history is an eyewitness account, not just one eye, but countless beings who brought us the ability to see salvation as real. He took upon his being the woes of all mankind, dying, then rising for our sins so we could experience firsthand the redemption of all immortalities, or I should say all immoralities, learning we must forgive to be forgiven. We must live in love to see life eternal, granted by the faith we place in his hope of living forever. To never die, to see eternity as the reason to worship our only Savior. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I can't believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, and for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. And praying for Cheryl and Joe, my cousins. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20, the page today. My poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 15, with verses 29 through 31. We have a one-stanza poem. It's titled, Crowds Amazed, as He Cured Them All. Galilee Sea walked Jesus by to prepare to sit on the side of a mountain to share. Mute, deformed, blind, and lame brought to him there. Crowds amazed as he cured them all. Israel's God, a glorified affair. Amen. I'm Tom Shook Cruz Wiggins. It's March 30th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the Angels today, trying to get things going. And spending some time in silent adoration of our Lord, thinking of our God, the forgiveness He offers. Making our way to Scripture today makes me see this amazing event taking place. As you sit back and just put yourself there, find yourself one with Jesus as He cures somebody of a possession. You know, the kind of possession that wreaks havoc on a body. They can't stop doing drugs, or they can't stop drinking alcohol, or they can't stop looking at porn, or they just can't stop being what they shouldn't be. And Jesus, just right there with you, whispers in his ear, and he's here, or blows his breath upon his being, and he's anointed. You can find this in your confession to Jesus as your Lord and Savior as we close today at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. And we say God bless you to a good friend of ours, John and Marie, and close with that beautiful name of salvation, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Call on the name of Jesus. Forgive to be forgiven. Amen.